All right, could I ask the TAC to take the chairs, please? All right, we have a full TAC.
We're starting. And they might.
All right, just a little business here before we get started. We're gonna pick up at 2712, but the TAC, the plumbing TAC, has a joint meeting with structural at 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock sharp, in the main ballroom. So we're gonna leave our computers here. You'll have to team up with a structural TAC member to go over the items that we have to cover with structural TAC at 1 o'clock. After we finish those items, then we'll come back here. We'll recess for lunch at around 12 o'clock, grab some lunch, be at the main ballroom at 1 o'clock, conduct our business there, then come back here, finish our day with the balance of whatever issues we have. So that's the plan. Are there any questions on that? All right. We are moving to 2712. 2712. Proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. This mod removes the language that contributes to different interpretations of the code by building officials when it comes to pressure testing. And what it will do is it will provide more consistency when it comes to pressure testing.
All right. Do we have any other proponents for 2712? 2712. Do we have any opponents for 2712? 2712. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Okay, TAC discussion on 2712. Gary?
I'm really concerned about this one just from the standpoint that what they're actually doing is removing the inspection requirement for the pool to be proved tight. And I think that's pretty important. Why would we want to remove that inspection requirement? Who's going to look at it under this language? I mean, there's no requirement for anybody to look at it as soon as you take those words out. And the criteria for failure, if you will, it says it shall be tested by filling water to the point of overflow, but if it's not tight, I mean, I can fill it up. There's no requirement that says it's got to be tight.
I had those exact same concerns. Ken,
I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah. Did you have those, Ken?
Yes. One of the major problems with the pressure test is most municipalities under this particular code require an open ditch inspection. And we all know in the summertime in building in Florida, this open ditch leads right to the deep end of the swimming pool. When you have heavy downpours, that water pours off, follows that trench, fills in, and we've had more than a number of lifts when there's enough water underneath the structure of to equal its weight or greater, it'll float, and the structure comes right out of the ground. So when the plumbing is ready, the inspectors are not ready to come out there. Basically, we're putting this piping under pressure, but covering it so the inspector can see that it's holding tight, and the pressure test is there, but not requiring the, I had removed in the last time around, removed the words concealed. Remember, covered and concealed was here. We removed those the last time. And this time, a lot of municipalities said, you have to prove to me, to my satisfaction, therefore I have to see it. So what we're trying to do is saying, look, you're pressurizing it. The contractor is responsible for it if it leaks down the road. If it's holding 35 PSI, that's more than any pressure that piping would ever see in the normal operation of it. So that's why this is being requested. Does that clarify to the TAC?
First, George.
Mr. Chairman, I'm concerned with it from the standpoint of safety. You don't test a plastic pipe with air. That's a catastrophe waiting to happen.
Kevin?
I agree with George and I agree with Gary, and I think I'm agreeing with Ken too. He's automatically thinking that the pool contractor has to call up. He's got it pumped up to 35 PSI, got to call for an inspection, but where does it say that? And I don't think this would be the section that would cover the pipe should be left open until inspected. I think that's in the regular plumbing code anyway. I don't know if this would preclude that. Now, as far as the drain and waste piping, that's just gravity drain. That's not anything that's ever going to have pressure in it. So we do the same thing with sewers. We just fill them up to the overflow anymore in the code. So I don't think there's any problem with that. But as far as making it mandatory to get an inspection, I think we're doing away with that. And the inspector doesn't have to be called up the way this is worded right now. So. And you shouldn't put air pressure on a PET plastic system.
Yeah, that's really not germane to this because it's not part of the amendment, but you're right. The PPFA doesn't recommend air testing of plastic systems, and certainly it's not a good idea. But,
it says or.
Excuse me?
It says or.
Okay.
I don't understand
that. The first paragraph I sort of agree with. You know, I think, but if you take out the words tested and prove tight, how do you prove it tight if you don't test it? You still have to test it. So I don't know why we're really doing that. The second part, though, I have a problem with because, as Gary said, you know, you've got to fill it up by water. You still got to make sure the joints are tight. If you don't know, if the water level drops, you take these words out, water level drops, you can still pass the test.
Ken?
On the first one, all pool piping shall be tested. Some of the municipalities want to submit all our test criteria. Well, who tested it for you? So words mean things. So we're trying to streamline it. It's being tested by pressure. We've actually had people try to verify, where did you get the pressure gauge verified? How do I know that gauge will read 35? So how many gauges do we want me to put on there? Meantime, to Kevin, we have to call for a piping inspection, usually prior to deck. And they want to see that price, that pressure on it. Most municipalities, a lot of them, they don't require it to see it. They just want to see that pressure on that pipe. I don't think the proponent would have a problem with striking the word air. I know that we don't use air, it's water. But that's the language that's been in the code,
that's true.
With all due respect. As far as the waste piping is, as Kevin indicated, that's a standard way of doing a drain pipe. So if the water doesn't go down, I assume the joints are tight.
Mr. Chairman, there's nothing in this particular code change that tells me, if I'm trying to enforce this, that I have to look at the piping in the ditch. All this is telling me that piping's got to be tight, and it's also telling me that as an inspector, I've got to see it tight. As soon as you take this language out, from an inspection standpoint, I've got nothing to enforce. You're putting that responsibility onto the contractor, and I think that's wrong. So I'll be voting in opposition to the motion.
I think I will, too. I'm not really sure what problem we're trying to
address. That's more of a deck statement issue.
What we're trying to solve here. I think that the language was probably very good as it was written, and I don't really see why we've got to tinker with it.
It doesn't have anything to do with 7 either.
By the way, did we have a second on this? Did we get a second?
Okay.
Any other discussion? All right. We're going to call the question on modification 2712. All those in favor, raise your hand. All opposed, raise your hand. I believe it's 10-1. Mm-hmm. 2713, proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. I'd like to reference my previous testimony for mod number 2712, but I'd also like to suggest the possibility of amending this mod. I don't know if this would fix some of the concerns, but if you put all pool piping shall be proved tight by testing under a static water or air pressure test of not less than 35 PCI for 15 minutes. Don't know if that would address some of the concerns you're talking about, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. And that's all I have.
So
Do we have any other proponents? Do we have any opponents? Do we have a second on the amendment as presented?
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Amendment has to come from the TAC.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. Do we have a second on the modification as presented?
I'll second it.
We have a second for discussion. We have a...
I'd like to make a motion that we accept Mrs. Hatfield's modification to 2713.
Do we have a second to the amendment to the modification?
I'll second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
And the discussion is, the way I understand her amendment, it's going to say, instead of saying tested and proved tight, it will say proved tight by a test.
By testing under
what's
a static water.
What's the difference? What am I not getting here? It's the same thing.
Still not getting inspected yet.
Let's get rid of the air at the same time.
Well, no, it says I do.
Is there any other TAC discussion on this issue? All right, so now we're voting on 2713 on the mod. Gary? 2713 on the modification. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those, one. All those opposed, 10-1 fail. Okay, now we're voting on the as amended, 2713. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed, 10-1 fail. Both good. The reason for the failure?
Because the
current language is sufficient.
Well, the current code requires an inspection by, if we were to pass the amendment, inspection would not be required.
Makes current code less stringent. Yeah. All right, moving to 2714. 2714, proponent, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. This removes the reference to the Florida Building Code Plumbing Manual for joints and connections and requires them to be made per the manufacturer's recommendations. As the proponent, I would suggest to the members of the committee that, as you previously did, you may want to change that from per manufacturer's recommendations to per manufacturer's installation instructions, and keep the word plumbing in if you so choose.
Thank you. Do we have any other proponents? Do we have any opponents?
Jim Bickford, Chief Plumbing Inspector, City of Pompano Beach. I have the same objection to this that I had the other code change, where they're removing Florida Building Code plumbing and going to a manufacturer's installation instructions. The code tells you how, when, tells you what type of materials you have to use. Manufacturer's recommendations, installation instructions, would not be adequate, in my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bickford.
Dale Briner, Lake County. I would speak against this mod based on previous testimony with respect to how materials are handled. We have to have a code reference in order to look at those materials and how they're supposed to be installed. This would remove that ability.
Thank you, Mr. Greiner. Are there any other opponents to this issue? Then I would ask the proponents for one last. Do you have one last word on the issue?
No other word.
Thank you. The opponents, you have one more rebuttal opportunity. Seeing none, do we have a second? We have a standing approval on 2714. Do we have a second on 2714?
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on 2714. TAC discussion, please. Gary?
I'll be against this proposal for the reasons stated by the opponents.
have any other TAC discussion? 2714, we'll call the question then. 2714, all those in favor of accepting modification 2714, please raise your hand. Seeing one. All those opposed, raise your hand. 10 to 1, fail. Proponent for 2715, please.
Jennifer Hatfield with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. I'd like to request to the commission that we withdraw this mod for the sake of time. That's something I can
Thank
do.
You. Oh, we love you. She's making points.
Thank you.
Very good. Do we need any action on withdrawal?
No. Go, go. Bossy's in a good mood.
All right. Jennifer, thank you very much. 2716, do we have an opponent, a proponent, please?
Yes, that's me again, Jennifer Hatfield for the Florida Swimming Pool Association. It's going to require benches or swim outs to be installed per manufacturer's recommendations. And it also clarifies that private swimming pools do not require hand or grab rails, steps, or benches. This is not a change. It's just clarifying that because there have been certain authorities having jurisdiction where there's confusion whether or not a residential pool must require rails or steps.
Question to the proponent. Isn't 424 dealing with commercial pools?
No, 424.2 is private.
So that's private?
That's private, question. Yes.
Okay. 424.1.
That's all I have.
Do we have any other proponents? Thank you, Ms. Hunt. Do we have any other proponents? Proponents. 20. We're at 2716. I'm sorry, did I misstate? 2716.
There is confusion with some inspectors because all public pools do require specifically the location of ladders and handrails, and private pools do not. This would be a good change to clarify that because some of these inspectors are the same people and they try to apply the criteria for a public pool to a residential where it's not required. So we're in favor of this one.
Okay, do you have any other proponents?